USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden blitzed the battleground states of Michigan and Pennsylvania Saturday, trying to shore up support just days away from the election. In Flint, Biden told his supporters that a national mask mandate is part of his plan to deal with the pandemic.
On day one of my presidency, I'll put in action a plan I've been talking about for months, already laid out. A national mandate, mask wearing, social distancing, testing, tracing, all things, as President Obama just said, that should have and could have been put in place months and months ago.
President Trump told supporters in Reading, Pennsylvania, that Biden's plan would result in a national lockdown.
Under Biden, there will be no school, no graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, no Easter, no 4th of July. There will be no future for our country. Other than that, he's going to do a great job.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The 28th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season has formed in the Central Caribbean Sea. Tropical Storm Eta is more than 400 miles to the southeast of Jamaica on a course heading west, with forecasters expecting it to hit the coast of Nicaragua on Tuesday after strengthening into a hurricane. One of the largest restaurant acquisitions in recent memory has been completed. The details from Kenneth Burns at USA Radio's East Coast Bureau.
They say America runs on Dunkin', but Dunkin' is about to be run by Inspire Brands. The company, whose portfolio includes Buffalo Wild Wings, Sonic, and Jimmy John's, will buy Dunkin' Brands Group for $11.3 billion, including debt. It's one of the largest restaurant deals in recent history. The Wall Street Journal reported it first, with the two companies confirming in a joint press release a short time later. The deal is Inspire Brands' fourth acquisition since they were formed in 2018. It will make them the second largest U.S. restaurant chain after McDonald's. That's based off of domestic sales. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An enormous coral reef has been discovered, and it dwarfs the Empire State Building.
The 1,600-foot-tall reef was discovered in Australia's Great Barrier Reef off the coast of North Queensland, the first such find in 120 years. The detached reef was first observed October 20th by a team aboard a vessel from the Schmidt Ocean Institute, a nonprofit mapping bodies of water surrounding Australia. The reef measures almost a mile wide at its base, and its tallest point extends to roughly 130 feet below surface. Schmidt continues its expedition till November 17th. Then data will be publicly available through AusSeaBed. That's AusSeaBed. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
It was a busy Saturday in college football. Number 1 Clemson needed an 18-point comeback to fight off Boston College, 34-28. Number 2 Alabama had no problem with Mississippi State, blanking the Bulldogs 41-0. Number 3 Ohio State had to go on the road to get past number 18 Penn State, 38-25. Number 4 Notre Dame handled Georgia Tech, 31-13. And number 5 Georgia got past Kentucky, 14-3. But several ranked teams were not so lucky. Texas knocked off number 6 Oklahoma State 41-34 in overtime. Michigan State shocked number 13 Michigan 27-24. Virginia got by number 15 North Carolina 44-41. And West Virginia down number 16 Kansas State 37-10. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.